Hey, this is Max, and welcome to the Ronin System Podcast. So today's episode, before we start, I just wanted to make a couple of notes, a couple of points here that, you know, Coco is still here. If you didn't watch the last episode, the previous episode, you won't really know what I'm talking about. But essentially, me and my girlfriend, we got a puppy. We got a beagle puppy named Coco, and she's been with us for about 2 weeks now. And, you know, if you hear whining, scampering, barking, that's her. Just as a forewarning. And on top of that, I did just recently start an Instagram page for this podcast called The Ronin System. I'm pretty sure it's just at The Ronin System, no spaces, just off the top of my head. I mean, I just created it yesterday. And it's really sort of an experimentation for me. I've been recommended to start doing social media. I've been recommended to try and really push ads, you know, like try and market it more. And, you know, it's hard. It's really hard just because not only do I not really have that much time for it, and this really is, it's more just a hobby than a career. I don't really have that sort of mentality to keep pushing out social media. Like on my own personal private page, I think the last time I actually did a real post was like 2 years ago. So it's like, it's not a very frequent thing for me. It's not a very natural thing for me to do. But I just want to let, you know, if you guys have Instagram and you want to follow, that's another way to show support, because then it just brings awareness to the podcast. It brings awareness to the show. And it's a bit of a way to connect. I don't know if I'm going to do other things. I definitely don't want to do Facebook. I know it's a great outlet, but I'm just not a fan of it. And maybe Twitter. I don't know. You know, it's just, it's all up in the air right now. And I do know that I did connect this podcast to YouTube, so it should produce. I don't know how they're gonna do it. I think they're just gonna upload an image and then have like the audio or something like that. But that's also gonna be a great way to sort of spread awareness, I guess. So yeah, if you guys have a YouTube or if you have like Instagram, feel free to give a follow. You know, that's a great way to show support. And to the episode topic today, it's another one of my sort of rants, right? And this one's going to be more, you know, I always bring out my own experiences, my own sort of perceptions on life. And this one's based around focus. You know, it's based around the idea of staying on track and staying to task, you know, it's like doing what you've set for yourself, not only like every day, but also like every week, every month, every year, for your entire life, right? Like one of my major goals in life is to, it's not really a goal, it's more of just like a mantra, you know, it's just to be better than I was yesterday. You know, it's I live by this sort of motto of, you know, you're never good, you only get better. You know, you're never going to be get good, you're only going to get better, right? And it's like this idea that no matter how good you think you are, no matter how good other people think you are, you can still get better. You know, there's always going to be someone out there that can do better than you or be better than you or whatever. And so that's one of my sort of mottos and mantras in life. And so one of the many ways that I do try and keep track on that is, you know, I go to the gym, I do martial arts, I do jiu-jitsu. I try and read as much as I can. I try and learn as much as I can every single day, right? Every opportunity I get, I'm going to try and do something. And, you know, it's this very common thing, like getting in shape, being fit. That's one of those things. I've mentioned it before a lot of times that it irks me a lot that people will say, you know, I need to get in shape, or, you know, I have to get in shape, or stuff like that. You know, they want to get back into it or whatever. And it's like, you know, it's true. It's true. You know, even for me, I don't feel like I'm as strong, as fast, or as fit as I want to be. But I'm not waking up, I'm not telling people that, you know, oh, I got to go to the gym, or, you know, I have to go to the gym. It's like, I'm going to the gym. I will go to the gym. You know, it's set in stone for me, right? It's not that it's something that I have to do. It's something I need to do. It's something that I will do. It's something I want to do, right? And so it's sort of like this, the idea is like this sort of focus is that you're focusing on what your task is and not what you want your task to be, if that makes sense. What I mean is, like, you know, if you have a fitness goal, right? Let's say, for example, I don't know, you want to squat double your body weight by the end of the year. You know, it's very, very soon. Like, especially right now, if you set that goal for yourself right now, a lot of people think that's pretty hard, especially if you haven't ever squatted before. But the thing is, when you set a goal like that, you can't just set it. You have to focus on it. You have to be determined about it. You have to actually be motivated by that goal, right? You have to pursue that goal as it is meant to be pursued. You have to take that and focus your energy on it, you know? And that, it's not like taking all of your energy and focusing directly into that all the time, because I feel like that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. You know, it's just, for example, when I first started doing martial arts, when I first started training jiu-jitsu, I had this idea that I could be like a world champion. I had this idea that I could be a pro athlete. And, you know, I did a lot of research. I asked around. I did all this stuff. And I remember this is the one thing I tell people now, if they ever want to be an athlete or if they ever want to get good at something. And it's, you know, it's this guy told me, I asked him, because he's an athlete, he's a jiu-jitsu competitor. And I asked him, he's like, what did you do to get so good? And he said, rule number one to be a world champion is to just do it, right? Simple enough. That's the most basic rule. If you want to get good at something, if you want to get good at jiu-jitsu, do jiu-jitsu. That's rule number one. You know, he was one of those guys that would train like 2 times a day, 6 days a week. He would be one of those guys that wouldn't just do, you know, just like drill for classes or anything. Like, he would do extracurricular kind of stuff. You know, he would do like quote unquote his homework, right? He would go home, he would read, like watch videos, read instructionals or whatever, do all this stuff to supplement his jiu-jitsu, right? And then that's pretty obvious. That's, you know, of course, if you want to get good at something, of course, if you want to be a champion or whatever at something, you have to do it. You have to train, you have to practice, you have to do your repetitions, you have to do all that stuff. But this is the second rule. And he said it's just as important as the first rule. And the only reason it's not the first rule is because the goal is the first rule, right? Basically, like, rule number one is to do it. Rule number two is don't do it. And it's one of those things where when you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense. But when you first hear it, it's like, what? Because what he meant was, when you want to be good at something, you cannot have it be the only thing. You cannot have that happen. You know, he said that when he first started trying to be a competitor, all he would do is just go to the gym, get on the mats. He would train. And yes, there is a point where you get so good at it that you do plateau. There is a point where you do it so much that you get sick and tired of it, even if you love it at the end of the day. You will reach a point where it's this sort of like this mental block, like this kind of writer's block, this jiu-jitsu guy's block, competitor's block, whatever you want to call it. There is a block when you reach that point. There's a plateau when you're on that mountain, when you're climbing it. And he said the first time it happened to him, he did not know what to do. So he just kept doing jiu-jitsu. And it got to the point where he was like an inch away from quitting. And that is what you want to avoid. That is what you want to completely avoid if you want to get really good. Because when you reach that point, you will not just like hit it. It's not going to be like this all of a sudden quick thing. It's going to be a slow grow situation. When you train and train and train, when you do something over and over again, when it becomes very repetitive, very sort of tedious, it will get boring, it will get monotonous, and you will not like it. So to that point, his idea was that if you want to focus on something, if you want to focus on this one particular goal, we're going to stick with this example of being a competitor, being an athlete. If you want to focus on all your energy on that, eventually you will lose track. Eventually you will get so tired of it and so beaten down that it's clouding your vision. So he said, rule number one, do it. Obvious, very straightforward. Rule number two, don't do it. Not as obvious, not as straightforward, because when you hear that, it's like, oh, that just means take a break every once in a while. That just means, you know, if you're going to train hard for like a week, then you take a day or two off, right? No, that's not what he meant. What he meant was, when you train, you need to do something to not only take yourself away from training, but also supplement your training at the same time. Basically, if, again, we're sticking with this athlete thing, if you want to focus all your energy on being a good athlete, being a great athlete, being a a champion, then you have to take time away from it to refocus, regather, strategize, devise a plan, design a design a program, do all these things to help you keep training, to help you with rule number one, right? It's like, again, for jiu-jitsu guys, if you want to be a great jiu-jitsu competitor, if you want to be a great just practitioner in general, yes, of course, technique is very important. You have to go to class. You have to learn what jiu-jitsu is. You have to learn these techniques. You have to learn these positions. You have to get the sort of conditioning, the endurance, the strength related specifically to it. But you have to supplement it outside of that, right? It's like if you train 2 to 3 times a day for 6 days a week, sure, you're going to get stronger. You're going to get faster. You're going to get more athletic. You're going to get smarter. You're going to get more technical. But you're not going to get that much better, okay? When you look at other athletes, when you look at the top-tier athletes, the highest-tier guys, they are pure athletes. They look like they can do any sport they set their mind to because they are doing it, right? There's a lot of, like, especially now, there's a lot of NBA players, NFL players that are doing jiu-jitsu, that are doing Muay Thai, that are doing martial arts on top of their practice, on top of their strength training. There's a lot of cross training going on here. There's a lot of extracurricular activities that you're doing to supplement it, right? Like for jiu-jitsu, you have to strength train. You have to run. You have to go for jogs. You have to go swimming, biking. I don't care what you do. You have to do something else that will increase your cardio because that is very important for any sport. You know, it applies to everything. Like, even if there isn't a very big strength component, like in basketball, it really doesn't matter how physically strong you are because you can be faster. You can be more enduring, you have more stamina, you're better technique when you're, you know, dribbling the ball, shooting the hoops, when you're playing, when you're strategizing with your team. That's a huge component. But on top of that, you know, again, like I said, there's no huge physical strength factor, but going to the gym, lifting those weights will help you in other areas because it is a type of, you know, exercise that's going to get you focused. It is something that's going to increase your athleticism. And on top of that, it's a way to relieve some stress. It's a way to sort of break away from the monotony. It's a lot of positives and not very many negatives to the type of refocusing and sort of cross-training, cross-focusing, I guess, that you're going to be doing. And so with this, my point is, like, if you want to be, again, like a we're sticking to the athlete thing, if you want to be the best athlete you can be, if you want to be a world champion, if you want to be whatever you want to be, you cannot focus with such a narrow lens. You have to have a wide sort of macro lens. You have to see the big picture. You have to see everything that's involved. And this doesn't just apply to athletics. It doesn't just apply to sports. It applies to everything. You know, if like academically, let's say you want to get your PhD, right? Let's say you want to be a doctor, right? You can go to school, you know, that's rule number one. Rule number one, you do it. You go to school, you study hard, you get good grades, you do your homework, but you have to pay attention to rule number two. Rule number two, when you're trying to get a doctor, when you're trying to become a physician or whatever, take some time away. You know, it's this thing where you will burn out. You know, we've all felt it. We've all been in school. There will be a situation, there will be a time in our lives where we put the pencil down, we put the pen down, we close the laptop, we do whatever, and we say, fuck this shit, right? It's happened to all of us. I guarantee it. And the reason that happens, at least in my opinion, is that we're focusing way too hard on the small little scope. We need to expand that scope. We need to zoom out. We need to see the big picture, right? If you want to get your doctorate, if you want to get, you know, higher education, do whatever. If you want to just get your diploma, your bachelor's degree, your associate's degree, whatever, if you're in academics, zoom out, take some time away, do some rec sports, you know, go outside, play some ball, do jiu-jitsu, play, you know, just do something else to refocus because it's not like you're not doing anything for it, right? Like if you're trying to get a doctorate and you go and do jiu-jitsu, you're not stopping your focus on the doctorate. You may be, you know, zooming out and kind of focusing a little bit on something else, but it's not like you're zooming out and just like completely ignoring the other path. It's not like you're completely ignoring the main goal, rule number one. You're not. You're just doing rule number two, right? Like, I know a bunch of guys that, you know, when they're doing jiu-jitsu, they're still in school. And the reason they're there is because not only is it because they love jiu-jitsu, not only is it because they want to get a good workout, all this other shit, but I feel like subconsciously, you know, like mentally inside their heads, without them even knowing, they are there to relieve stress. They are there to learn something else, to sort of shuffle around their mind a little bit. And so I guess there's the analogy for you guys, right? If you have a goal, if you have a focus, right? If you have some sort of big picture that you want to achieve, right? If you have some sort of dream or whatever that you want to achieve, some sort of success that you want to reach, you have to focus on it, right? You have to focus, zoom in to the goal. Let's say it's like a small little dot on a big ass screen. You just got to zoom all the way into that dot and you got to focus on it. You got to stay relentlessly focused, tenaciously focused on it. But every now and again, zoom out, see the big picture, see what else is on the canvas, see what else is on the picture, see what else is on the painting. Recognize the whole picture, recognize the whole goal, everything related to it, all the successes and failures around it, so that you can look at each one and be like, this works, this doesn't work, this is good for it, this isn't good for it, you know, this is really good for it, this is something else that I could do, this is something else I probably shouldn't do, you know, you can zoom in and out, but this is where the initial portion of this episode is going to refocus on, to sort of redirect into. You cannot keep doing that. You cannot be so indecisive about it. Remember when I said in the beginning, there's a lot of people in the world, there's a lot of people, especially in the US, I think, where they say, oh, I need to get fit, or I need to get back in shape. You know, they say, I have to do all this shit. No, you will. You're going to. You're going to focus on this. You're going to focus on that, right? We can have multiple goals in life. That's the point. We can have multiple focuses in life. That's the point. Cross-focusing. You have to focus on a lot of different things. And that's going to help you with both rule number one and rule number two. Rule number one, you're focused. Rule number one, you're doing it. You got to do it, right? No matter what it is, you got to do it. You got to focus. You got to zoom in. You got to do it. Rule number two, you don't. You zoom out, take your time, take a breath, relax, then zoom in again. Or if you're like me, you have multiple goals, you have multiple dreams, zoom into one thing, focus, 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 zoom out, zoom in on another thing, focus, 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 zoom out. So you just have to do these things. You know, there's people out there that do like vision boards, they have journals, they have like these calendars or whatever, these like sort of like goal charts or whatever that they have set up. That's great. You know, it works for them. It doesn't really work for me. Everyone has their own sort of unique take on how they want to achieve their goals. But I think this just helps everyone. This sort of idea on focus, this idea on rule number one and rule number two, it affects everything. It applies to everything. And just to really drive the point home again, I'm going to talk about myself some more. I always like to talk about myself. Personal experience, personal sort of story, personal perspective. I always like to give you guys something like that. And for me, again, when I first started doing martial arts, when I first started training jiu-jitsu, I did want to be like a professional athlete. I did want to be, you know, an MMA fighter, a world champion of sorts. You know, I did want to be at that level. And I would be training 2 to 3 times a day, 6 days a week, a lot of hours put in. You know, it was basically like a part-time job, almost full-time job while I was still going to school. And it worked for a little bit, but then eventually it all came crashing down because I focused too hard. I spent too much energy on it. You know, I crashed, if you will, because I built up all these injuries. I built up not just like physical injuries, but like mental injuries because it was just too much. You know, like all I cared about was doing it. All I cared about was getting better. And when I couldn't, like when I had to sit out because I, you know, like I sprained my ankle or I like broke my wrist or whatever, I had to sit out. I had to take time off and it sucked. It really sucks, you know, because you guys probably, especially those that do train, when you have to take time off of something or even if you do anything that you love and you have to take time off, it hurts. You know, you want to get back in there. You're obsessed. You're addicted. But because I couldn't be there and because I had nothing really else to do, I was able to sort of refocus on something else. I was zoomed out and zoomed into something else in the picture. My picture, like my life picture. And I found other passions. I found other things I wanted to do, like this podcast, like this the blog that I tried. And I got to see that maybe I'm not meant to be like a world-class athlete. Maybe I'm not meant to be a world champion. You know, I got to realize that before it was too late, before I pushed my body to the pure limit that it could not come back from, which you see a lot of people doing. You see a lot of people getting to this point where they reach this sort of point of no return. And that sucks because their body starts breaking down. You know, they get older, they get weaker, but they don't lose focus. And that sucks. They don't lose focus on a dead goal. And like, I remember, you know, I used to do MMA classes. And I remember one of these guys, I think he's about like 50-ish now. I hope to God he's still not fighting. But I remember around the time I met him, he was about 40-ish and he was training hard. He was trying to be a world champion. You know, he was already a pro and he had a pretty decent record. I think at the time it was like 10-2. Very good guy. But he was so focused on being world champion. He was so focused on getting to the top. His body just started breaking down, man. It was rough to see. I remember there's this one fight, he shattered his entire jaw. And then the next day he's like, I'm still gonna be in there. I'm still gonna go after it. It's like, dude, no, man, you're pushing your limit. You're pushing your limit too hard. You have kids to take care of. You have a family. You have to do something else. And on top of that, you have a physical job where you need the energy. You need to make money. This fighting thing is not making money for you. And lo and behold, a couple months later, he's back in there. He's back in there. He's training hard. He's sparring hard. And he's taking fights. And it's like, I saw that and it's like, I didn't want to be that. And on top of that, he was so focused on training. He was so focused on getting better. But he did not zoom out. He didn't see everything around that dot, everything around in the picture, because he still smoked. He still had a bad diet. You know, he was still missing weight. And it's like, dude, you're fucking yourself up right now. You're losing everything that you're trying to gain. And again, I'm very grateful. I'm very glad that I was able to experience this sort of restlessness, this sort of breakdown where I realized that, you know, that this wasn't for me and it wasn't too late because I got to refocus. I got to re-zoom out. I still do jiu-jitsu for a very different reason. You know, it's for the health benefit. It's for the sort of mental, emotional, spiritual benefit that I'm gaining from it. It's for the physical benefit that I'm gaining from it. And I was able to give myself other things to focus on. I was able to give myself the opportunity to do this podcast. Again, like I mentioned earlier, the blog. I had a blog where I started because I had a passion for writing. I had a passion for telling stories. And then when I did it, you know, I kept doing it. Like every day, every week, I'd be like, oh, what's the next topic? What's the next topic? What should I write next? And I crashed because I just kept doing it. And I didn't really focus on anything else. You know, another one of those mistakes, another one of those failures. And I realized it's much easier for me to talk than it is for me to be on a keyboard typing all day. So when you look at that portion of this painting, the picture of my life, you can sort of see, like if you were to actually visualize it, you can see like over here, podcasting, over here, you know, the Ronin system, you can see that in the little corner to the side, it's just a little speck, failure, failed at blogging. The blog was not complete, but it was a disaster. It's a waste of time. No, you know, not really. It was a way for me to sort of focus in and be like, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to do. And then I got to zoom out just a little bit and be like, maybe that's not right. Maybe this is a better path. You know, I got to refocus, but I still focused on the main goal. I still focused on the big picture. And so there's the point, guys. You have to focus on the big picture and then focus on the little goals in each sort of corner, in each sort of section. You have to sort of zoom in and out with your camera, zoom in and out with your mind. That's the best way to achieve your goals, at least in my opinion, at least in my experience, that's the best way. And now we get sort of into this sort of inception dreamland kind of situation. this sort of Russian nesting doll situation, where when you zoom into the picture, when you zoom into each little section, each little corner, you find your goal, you find your focus, you focus in, you zoom in. You can't just stop there. You have to get into there and then find that big picture and zoom into that one, right? Each and every goal has its own big picture in the big picture of your life. So let's say, for example, you want to be a supreme athlete, you know, top of the line, top tier, world class, world champion athlete, and you want to be a doctor. You know, you want to be like a world renowned physicist or whatever. You have two goals, both of them on the big picture of your life, both of them represented in this painting of yours. You can zoom into one side, you can zoom into the other side. You've got that down. You can focus on one side, zoom out, relax, breathe, zoom into the other side. You know, you can do all that. Now, when you get into it, when you get into each or neither side, you get into their picture. You get into that picture. You know, if you want to be a supreme athlete, when you're in the gym, you get in there, you do your shit, and you do your shit good, you do your shit clean, you do your shit right. That's the biggest point. Do your shit right. You get into the gym, you do your reps, push them out. Push out good, good, solid reps. That's all that matters. Train hard, practice hard, live hard. Then you zoom out, you come out of the gym, and it's like, all right, now I got to get my nutrition straight. Now I got to fuel my body so I can get in there and do it again. Okay, take a breath, take a breath. Now you can come out, be like, all right, now I have to study. I'm going to study hard, but I'm not going to study that hard because I need to get my rest, right? You spent, let's say, an hour in the gym. That's a very, very good time. Normally, I recommend 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what your goal is. That's probably average. Now, when you're studying, a lot of people, they'll do hours upon hours and upon hours of studying. Dumb. Stupid. That's like going to the gym for hours and hours and hours. It's stupid. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. Your body's not going to recover from that. It's too fucking hard. No. 30 minutes to an hour. Get in there. Get into your books, get into your papers, get into your studying, get it done, then get out. It may not seem like a lot of time. It may not seem like you're doing a lot, but if you're focusing 110% into that 1 hour, into that 130-minute session, you will do way more than you could across 2, 3, 4 hours of studying half-assed. It's much better, much, much better, because you are focused so hard on that. And then you get to zoom out, you get to relax, you get to breathe and be like, which goal should I work on next? This one or that one? Great thing is, you can take your time, you can breathe. You're doing rule number one very, very good. Every time you get in there, you're studying hard, you're training hard, right? You go into the gym, you work hard. You go into your books, you go into your classes, you go into work, work hard. Come out, breathe, relax, and the break doesn't have to be long, 10, 15 minutes. You can get back in there, you can go to the next one. And that's the thing here. You're focused. You're focusing on the goals. You're focusing on the goal. You're focusing on whatever you're trying to achieve that day, that time. You know, you're then that's going to help you benefit. It's a slow grow process. Like I said earlier, every little thing you do will affect the big picture. It's all about the little steps, the little things, the little necessities. You know, all these little sort of objects that you're picking up, all these little tidbits that you're learning. All these small little details that you're refining, that you're polishing up. You know, it's all these little things that'll help with the big thing. And one final point that I'm going to make, one final thing that I'm going to say on this for now, is the biggest issue I see with focus is you're wasting a lot of breath. That's it. Literally. You're wasting a lot of breath. Like, you'll hear a lot of people say, you know, they'll talk about their goals. They'll talk about the things they want to do. They'll be like, oh, I got to go to the gym. Oh, you know, I have to study. Oh, I'm going to be world champ. Oh, I'm going to be a doctor. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. That's all they do. They're just going to talk. They're wasting a lot of breath talking. And they're not spending that breath, that time, that energy on focusing, on working. And here's the thing. You have to be able to do rule number one and rule number two. You have to be able to synchronize between those two, right? That hour, that 30 minutes, whatever, how much time you set for yourself that works for you. You get in there, rule number one. Focus. Do it. Fucking do it. right? Just do it. Rule number two, you get out. You get out from that 30 minutes. You get out from that hour. You stop it. You do something else. Rule number two, you're just desynchronizing, zooming out, macroing up. But the thing is, when you come out, you have to either be resting up, generating more energy, getting back into something else, to get back into something else, I'm sorry, or focusing on another goal. And when you do those goals, when you do rule number one, you have to do it like you're trying to breathe, like you're drowning. That's the biggest thing here. That's the ultimate focus. Like if you're tossed into a river or if you're tossed into the ocean and you're drowning, the only thing you care about is breathing. The only thing you care about is getting out and breathing. Like I mentioned this before, hip-hop preacher, you know, this guy, Eric, he's a motivational speaker. One of his biggest things was you have to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And that's the big thing about focus here. You're just focusing on that. That's the biggest thing. You're focusing entirely on that. Like when I get into the gym, when I go do my reps, when I lift those weights, I'm not talking. I try my best not to talk. I try my best not to make conversation, especially when I'm doing the motions, when I'm doing my reps. Because if you have room to talk, if you have energy to talk while you're lifting, you're not doing it right. You're not doing it hard enough. You're not focused hard enough, right? Especially if you're doing something very labor intensive like squats, deadlifts, bench press, pull-ups. If you can talk during your reps, if you can talk during any of those motions, you're not doing it right. I'll tell you that right now. You're not doing it hard enough. You're not lifting the right amount of weight. You're not lifting enough weight. You're not doing enough reps. You're not doing anything right if you can talk during those motions. Because again, you got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. You got to get in there. And if that weight doesn't go up, if you can't lift it, it'll kill you. That's the idea here. Let's take this into the academics realm. If you're studying, if you're on your phone, you're not studying hard enough. You're not working hard enough. If you're on your laptop and you're not paying attention to the lecture slides, or if you're not paying attention to the papers or reading your books or whatever, you're not working hard enough. That's pure and simple. You have to focus. Rule number one, just do it. Do that and only that. Then you can do rule number two after you're done with rule number one. You know, that's the big thing here. And so again, guys, big takeaway, focus. There's a big picture of your life, right? Everyone's lives has this big sort of mural painting. And we have to be able to see the whole thing with our macro lens, our wide lens. We have to see the whole thing macro up. And then we can zoom into each little section, each little corner, and focus on that, focus on that. Zoom out, focus on that, focus on that. Zoom out. You know, you have to be able to do that. That is what you have to do. And stop talking about you have to do it. Stop talking about you that you want to do it, that you need to do it. Just go do it. Just do it, right? You will. You're going to. You must. You want to. That's another big point. You want to. And on that subject, with this, I am going to go to the gym because it is upper body day. Yeah, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get in there. You hear my verbiage. I'm going to. I've been saying that since I woke up this morning. I'm going to at this specific time. Timed a little bit wrong just because of Coco, but we'll forgive her because she's cute. And with that, guys, I want to thank you so much for listening. If you guys are new and you want to hear more, feel free to follow. Give me a follow. Give me a subscription. Wherever you are, whatever platform you're using. Again, like I said, it's a little different across all platforms. I know on Podbean, which is the hosting site for this podcast, it's follow. But then on something like YouTube, which I'm hoping to be on, it's subscribe. And speaking of follow, like I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the episode, I do have an Instagram now for this podcast. It's called The Ronin System, no spaces, at The Ronin System, no spaces. Feel free to give it a follow. I want to try and stay up to date on that just like I do for this. You know, really, it's just going to be sort of... I guess like a semi-marketing, more just kind of spreading the word. Every time I post an episode, I'm going to post sort of a post, I guess, on Instagram. And if you guys liked what you heard, write a review. Even if you didn't like what you heard, write a review. That's a great way to show support. For regular listeners, guys, I know you're listening, and I appreciate it. I know you're giving your support, and I appreciate that. You guys are awesome. Oh, and speaking of support, just because I kind of have to. I do have a Patreon. Not really up to date on that, but, you know, it's just a great way to support me directly. And if you want to do that, if you have time to do that, go ahead. I'd love for you to be able to do that, but I'm not really pushy about it. It's still just a hobby for me. So that's it for today, guys. We'll see you in the next one, whenever that's going to be. Hopefully it'll be soon. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day. Get out there, get hungry, and good luck.